Audio Kitchen.
You won't believe the static.
The Audio Kitchen. The Audio Kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. You can't hear it go round when you're recording. Well, when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, now we shut the door.
Tell it like it is, Professor.
Yes. This is the Three Mahoganys. We're a group of nice young black women. I'm liking to have a meeting with you around, probably, I don't know, but, you know, I'm trying
to... We're not sure on a date.
Yeah, we're not sure of the date right now, but we're very talented, and there's three of us, and we're the Three Mahoganys, and we're really talented, and we're young, but we're not, this is not a joke or anything. This is really serious. My name is Linda, and that is Stacy, and we'll
three,
call you back.
The other one. Who's the other person, Linda?
And... Susanna, and we'll be glad to call you back on Thursday or Friday, okay? Just to make sure with our parents and stuff, okay? All right, have a nice day. Bye. We're the Three Mahoganys, and here's a little sample from my singing. The Three Mahoganys are here before for you. We have talent dancing too. The people of the group are Linda, Stacy, and Susie too. Thank you, and thank you for your time.
Please call us.
Yeah, our number is
6. Give my number.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Give my number.
Our number is 678. So, thank you.
Hello. I'm the professor. And I have this radio show. Like, where I play all these found and amateur tapes and stuff.
Excellent.
It's called The Audio Kitchen. And if my parents let me, I'd come out and do it. So I'm not grounded this week, so here's the show. Three Mahoganys kicked off the program. Raw talent. Calling up the WFMU answering machine there. Nice harmonies, huh? A lot of nerve they got there calling up a radio station trying to arrange a meeting. But I'm sure they got somewhere in life with that ambition. And that's what we're looking at today. Ambition. Specifically the ambition to get into the music business. I mean, what kids fantasize about becoming professional athletes and movie stars. And right after that probably comes a recording artist. Or maybe songwriter. But you know, all it takes to become a professional athlete, all the practice and workouts, it doesn't really leave behind a lot of artifacts to study and enjoy. Not like... the kind of recordings that are left behind by aspiring musicians and songwriters. So let's browse the artifacts here. Starting with one from a number of years ago. Again, thanks to listener Rizia in Florida. This is chapter 2 of an audio letter I played a couple weeks back. Fred D. Kunz. An aspiring composer, co-composer. This is a letter to his friend, the lyric man, Peter. Fred writes the music. And these letters they were sending back and forth, these reels of tape, served as work tapes as well as audio letters. And you think about it, this is recorded in 66. And these guys are in their 70s, came of age around World War II. And the world must have looked a little foreign to them in 1966. You know, long hair, LSD, and wah-wah guitars coming in. And this song they're working on kind of expresses that feeling. Strolling down memory lane. How things aren't quite the way they used to be. Definitely there before the rock and roll era.
Well, now, I'm going to get off that tack, and I'm going to play for you our song. This isn't the final tempo. The final tempo is subject to change. It all depends on what the how the performers want to interpret it. So I'm going to start going through with it and giving you a couple of choices. Strolling down Melody Lane. A new song, still in draft form, copyright to be applied for shortly by Fred D. Kunz of Levittown, New York, and Peter Conrad Hoffman of Tilson, New York. This is a song that makes a comparison between the old-time songs and dances and the present-day songs and dances, especially as interpreted by the young people. And this is still in draft form, and we're getting ready to have it reach a final completion stage so we may apply for our copyright. The composers are both 73 years of age, having been born on the same day, coincidentally, September the 27th, 1892. Here we go. Starting with the introduction.
Thank you. come stroll with me down to Melody Lane. Faded are the memories, it isn't the same.
Let's change that too. The memories have faded, and it isn't the same.
The songs we sang were different then. What do songs say today? Oh, la-di-da and doodle-de-doo and ha-cha-cha, whose baby are you? Baby, baby, would you baby me? By Fred D. Kunz of Levittown, New York.
Check, check the sky. Beatbox. Technique on the style. We like kind of record, the record I got sold when they say, you want to rhyme. Check it out, be like, yo, Ultra Fresh, here, you want a rhyme? He said, yeah. Alright, say, yo, Ultra Fresh. He said, Ultra Fresh, what, you want a rhyme? He said, yeah. Oh, he said, Ultra Fresh, what, you want a rhyme? Yeah, do it. Use that record, do it. Or he'd be like, Ultra Fresh, yeah, you want a rhyme? No, Ultra Fresh, what, you want a rhyme? Yeah. Go grab your mic, grab your rhymes and your mic, and go for what you know. Got another one on a real tip, check it out. You be like, I be cutting up, and I be like, this is a raid. Everybody on the dance floor. Raid, 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 you know, cut it up like that, you know what I'm saying? Bust,
cut that part with milk, sir.
When milk is on the tables, yes, sure, I said it.
Cut it apart when he said, I'll scratch like this. It'd be like this. like, and tell the brothers how you be scratching. Then I go, I scratch like this, 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 like that, right? Well, I be hitting this, right? And then I be cutting up to hold it when they go, and I be going, or Brock busts a snare cut. And then
when they be cutting up, I scratch like this on an 8-bar beat, or the last 4 bars, it be like this. I break out with the snare cut, I'm like, Death beat. For me and Smokey's groove jam called I Got It All. I'm gonna be blending the Shaft beat off the Superfly record. And plus the Shafi has guitars, and Derek has this record called War. And the guy's going, you know, when they go funky, 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 I don't go break this down for you like that, right? But I'm going to cut the part when they say, listen to the guitar. Listen to the guitar playing funky, playing the guitar playing. Yo, settle that rat trap, B. It'd be like this when me and Smokey hit Soul Train. Cutting up this part like this, like, you know, from I Got Soul when Rakim said, grab the mic like a Morph Soul Train. Smoke like, yo, Don Cornelius, check it out. You know, after we perform one thing, he'd say, hey, he got something to do. He got something a little special to do. Like, all right, hey, go ahead. He said, hold on, everybody, clap your hands, clap your hands. All right, do like that. Yeah, go ahead, Ed. They're like, I'm on Soul Train. I'm on Soul Train. I'm on Soul Train.
Check it out, yo. That's Smokey Dope. That's what he calls himself. That's a song sketch there of his. You know, that's maybe 30 years after Fred's song. What a difference. More like 100 years. It's like the difference between an ice cream social and a rap video. But that's how people write songs nowadays. A lot of people. More about confiscation than it is about songwriting. Good mouth sounds, though, from Smokey Dope. 5 time, I have another song sketch of his I'll play, if I have time. You're listening to The Audio Kitchen. Found sound in amateur recordings. I think Brian Ballot found that Smokey Dope tape somewhere in Brooklyn, USA. Here's something interesting. Also contemporary. And I found this at a Brooklyn junk store. Shaky Rex Resale Emporium, actually. And this young fella on this tape, he calls himself Chaotic. Don't know the spelling, but you can guess. There's probably a hyphen in it. But this young guy has some pretty serious musical aspirations as well. He's also a runaway. I would guess his age is maybe 16. But he's been beaten up by a fella named Petey. Maybe his older brother. Maybe his mom's boyfriend, but he's had enough. Now he's chilling with his uncle. And he's made this tape. It's more like a message to his friend Omar. Omar's a very good friend to Chaotic. Such a good friend that he wants him to be his manager. Seems Chaotic must be talented in some way. His uncle wants to be his manager as well. And he's about to go in the studio and lay some tracks.
Yo, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Shut it up your head. You know, Pity was going crazy, y'all. I stuck going back with that. Pity went more crazy, so he tried to beat me up. So now I'm somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Yo, if he asks you about me, don't tell him. I just don't know nothing, son. That's where it's born, yo. Please, I don't want that aggravation over here. You know, I'm living with my uncle and stuff. He came back from Haiti. You know, he renting this apartment downstairs. Yo, got kitchen, living room, two rooms. Yo, if you want to come check it out, you come check it out. You know what I'm saying? Speak to the old man. Yo, guess what? Yo, I'm in the music business. Die Hard is trying to see if they could sign me in. And I want you to be my manager or whatnot. Take care of business so you can make loot so I can make loot. Maybe, you never know, we might blow up. So, you know what? Today, if you get this today, yo, today is Monday. Today ain't no Friday or no Thursday. Today is Monday. If you get this by tonight, it don't matter what time, I'll be out the window watching. If you come through, at least bring an L. Nah, let me stop. But, you know, it, at least come through, you know. So, because Tuesday, tomorrow, I have to go to the studio to do some tracks. And I want you to kind of, like, you know, write a letter to say that you're my manager and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? If you want to take Christina, you better take her with good hands. So, you know, today is Monday. Don't forget. If you see this tape and these letters and the address on the little paper, don't forget that. And don't put this tape loud, yo, to make your mother hear that. I think she's still upset at me or whatnot. But, you know, Chaotic is still alive. I ain't dead. And my bad that I haven't told you hi when I seen you be passing by. But you know how PD is, yo. I can't even say hi to nobody anymore, so that's why I had to get out the gate and free myself. So what I want you to do, son, is just, you know what I'm saying, come through tonight. It don't matter what time, because I'm going to be in front of the window watching, you know what I'm saying? I usually sit outside, just chill, for 7:30 to 10 o'clock to 11, it don't matter. You come here at 3 o'clock, I'm still looking at the window. You know what I'm saying? I'll come downstairs, you know what I'm saying? We'll talk or whatnot. You know, I might have money to buy some weed or whatnot. We smoke, you know, just chill. Lounge for a few so we can talk about this music business. Because you know I don't know about music. And, you know, you got people that know a lot. And now since I'm about to get signed up, I want you to be my manager one now. I'm very serious about this, Omar. Don't take this as a joke. You know what I'm saying? I'm very serious about this. So I just want you to be serious with me. It's no joke about this. Especially about the apartment downstairs. You know, you could live above me and I could come down in your crib or whatnot. You know, it's a nice place. You got two rooms, a kitchen, a big living room. You know, you got your storage room. You straight. And my uncle is trying to see if he can make a studio in the basement for me or whatnot. So when I do blow up, we can sign some other people. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what? All I want you to do is try to come through, because tomorrow I'm going to the studio. And I would like to have a presentation letter from my manager so he can know I have somebody that got to my back. All right? So I love you, yo. You're my one thug nigga. Peace. And don't forget, B, when you see that address, write it somewhere very properly where you can save that shit. So I don't want nobody to know where I'm at, son. Word is born. That's my true God, yo. Word. Because, Omar, I just don't want nobody to know that I'm alive or nothing. I want to do my own thing, be my own person, and have my own ways. You know what I'm saying? I got a nice little room up in here, you know, whatnot. My uncle don't be there sometimes, practically all the time, so I be here by myself just chilling. Even though my uncle be telling me, don't let nobody come upstairs, but he won't even know if you up here, because you'll probably chill downstairs, and once he come up, I'll just open the door and let you out or whatnot. But, you know, son, I'm for real, whatnot, and, you know, it's very important that you listen to me on this tape, because when I'm about to get signed up, I don't have no type of manager. My uncle is trying to be my manager, but I want two managers, you know what I'm saying? You can't always have one. It's better to have two than one. So, you know, my uncle is trying to hook me up right now, and since my uncle on my, well, he's my uncle, but is on the other side, way far side. So, his son had did a soundtrack for Menace to Society and Boys in the Hood. And his other son, his nephew is, what's his name? Ed Lover from Hot 97. So he's going to call Ed Lover and tell Ed Lover what's the deal about me so Ed Lover could come through and check me out. Yo, I love you, yo. You know that, right? You know I love you. And I miss you a lot. And I remember what we was talking about when you was driving me up to City Island. You know what I'm talking about. So don't act like you don't know. It's something about me and you that planning to do in the future. Well, I was planning it kind of soon. So I want to let you know that I'm planning this, whatever we was talking about on the highway, soon with you. All right? Take care.
Well, that was chaotic. Wonder if maybe they play him on Hot 97. I just haven't listened to Hot 97 enough to know. Maybe he's famous now and somebody will tell me. If you know chaotic, you can send me an email. Or if that's the way you want to contact me, that's great. It's prof, P-R-O-F, at WFMU.org. But don't you just wish you could find out if he really did have talent? You know, what does he sound like, chaotic? What kind of music was he going to make? Aren't you curious? Well, sometimes you get lucky.
I got a new lady in my life, and it hurts so much saying goodbye. Every time I'm on the road, in my hotel room alone, I stare at your picture, I miss you, I wanna come home. Oh, babe, I miss you so. Counting the tears on my pillow. Nobody knows quite like I know how I'm missing you. See your tears fall down like rain. Don't wanna feel like this again. You hear what I'm saying? Sydney, I'm missing you. Ooh. Tired as home, I'm gonna sweep you off your feet, hold you in my arms, swing you to sleep. When you're crying, I'm gonna drive you weeping night. Rock the night to the midnight hour. Tonight I bring you light. Miss you so. Counting the tears on my pillow. Living alone just like I know how I'm missing you. See your tears drop fall like rain. Don't wanna feel like this again. You hear what I'm saying, Sydney? I'm missing you. Ooh, I miss you so. Counting the tears on my pillow. Nobody knows quite like I know how I'm missing you.
Next
That was Philip. I think Philip was in the car. A singer-songwriter. I have a couple tapes from Philip. I believe that was found by Brian Ballard as well. Nice mouth noises. He does all the instruments in his mouth. Almost professional. But this next song, it's about as professional as we get here in the Audio Kitchen. It's another example of the genius of Terry McMahon. And I believe I mentioned this before, but I was on vacation in, rural New England, hitting all the thrift stores and having lousy luck, actually. Until I found this tape in southern New Hampshire, this tape of Kitty Love Songs. Obviously, Terry, a very talented man, who had a lot of time on his hands. Probably single. Although I'm sure he has close friends. And he absolutely adores cats. He loves them. I'm playing it on this show because if he isn't a music professional, he could be, he should be, he might be. But I want you to listen to this song. The keyboard mastery is amazing. Keyboard, you know, has a whole orchestra inside of it. And listen to this otherworldly voice he has. But most importantly, listen to the lyrics. The lyrical magic of Terry McMahon.
His ears hear every bark, and his claws hit every mark. Secret agent cat, he knows where it's at. He lives a life of danger. He used to be a forest ranger. He protects all of us, and he doesn't make a fuss. He never gives in. He always has to win. He is never afraid of the new life he's made. For he's clever and wise, and he loves tuna pies. Secret agent cat, he knows where it's at. He lives a life of danger. He used to be a forest ranger. So the moral of this, leading a life of bliss, is to look to the sky and eat lots of tuna pie.
Told you, that Terry McMahon is a genius. Nice storyline, too. Nice little kitty cat. Goes from working for the Parks Department to espionage. And he loves his tuna pies. I could use a tuna pie right now. And speaking of fish pastry, you're listening to the Audio Kitchen, and I'm the professor. Audience participation here is okay. You can pony up to the post office and send me a copy of your favorite amateur recording. The address is The Audio Kitchen, care of WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. And I've gotten some nice contributions lately. And if you've sent me something, I do thank you. You know what's great, too, is next week I'm going to play another kitty love song by Terry McMahon. And I have a whole week to think about it. There's so many. Meanwhile, we're looking at the music business today. And we're going to hear from Fred again. Fred Coons. I'm sure his last name begins with a K. That much I'm pretty sure of. But in this part of the letter, he is actually really strolling down memory lane here. And he recounts the 2 years of songwriting between him and Peter. And so we get to hear little snippets of three of the songs they've already wrote together. A little ditty about firemen. The glories of life in the Catskills. And a song for happy couples who fight a lot, I guess.
I've just been doing a little reminiscing, a little thinking. I wonder, you realize as well as I do, that 2 years has gone by since we first started to try to write some songs. We published a couple of songs. We distributed a lot of them. And so far, we got just about as far as my brother did. My brother spent 10 years at this business. And he was a member of ASCAP. Well, I never found out what residue there was in his membership that accrued to his estate, but it must have been something. But regardless of that, the way we look at it, we've both had pastime with this. We've enjoyed it. And we have already a pretty good library, if we really stop and think about it. And all we need is one good hit, and then we can talk about applying for a membership in ASCAP, which, of course, is where the money is, if there's going to be any. Now, the first song we did, I see I don't have much room on this tape. Well, I'll get what I can on here, and then we'll go to the other side. The first song we did was the Fireman's Polka and March, which received lots of favorable comment. A music professor here on Long Island said, all you need is a sponsor to turn this into an orchestration, have it printed and distributed, and it would be good for volunteer fire department bands. Well, that got nowhere. Now, that song went something like this. Firemen who risked their lives, and the chorus was, three cheers for our firemen. They are ready, day or night. Now, after that, the next one we did was My Sweetheart Just Left Me. Now, there were quite a few people who thought that this was a nice song. It was a little different. My Sweetheart Just Left Me, a waltzing love song for happy, scrappy couples. The chorus, I feel so blue today, my sweetheart just left me, although she went away, and so on. Well, now, let's see, what did we do after that, Pete? Oh, yes. After that, we did Up in the Catskill Mountains. And there is also a different song. You will notice, Pete, I don't need to tell you, you know it. The keynote about all of these songs is they have a theme. They have a story, and each one is a little different musically. Now here is our little song up in the Catskill Mountains.
Ride the modern New York Thruway, sail the scenic Hudson River, and soon you'll be in the fabled land of Rip Van Winkle, where his ten pins used to tinkle, and so on. In my cozy little ship, way up in the Catskill Mountains, and so on.
Geez, I've gone through this whole show and I haven't played any sloppy rapping yet. About time. This was procured via Napster. One of those little files labeled mic and track. There's a lot of this out there, freestyle rapping in these little internet files. In the tradition of our friend Eminem. This is Mike, M-I-K-E, on the mic. And he could take some lyrical lessons from Terry McMahon.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Who it be? It be M-I-K-E. Bringing this freestyle for all y'all dogs. And all my hoes, bridge, drop the draws. Cause I'm trying to get all up in you like a dish. Now then, I promise that I won't mush anything that's important to you. I just want to get right through you. Do you hear me, boo? I'm talking to you, you and your friend. The one back there with the big old ass on the end of her thigh. I'm just high, I'm just tripping. But I'm still ripping and still flowing. Hoes, you know that I be hoeing too. So y'all can call me what you want. But just put the name Mr. in front. How you like that? How you love that?
Well, it looks like we have enough time for another smoky dope mix. And I was wrong. The guy doesn't call himself Smoky Dope. That's what he calls his little hip-hop corporation or something. Smoky Dope. And this is from his sketch pad, really. He's putting together some ideas for some fat numbers. Guess that goes with the Smoky Dope theme, right? But he's making some really nice mouth noises again. He sounds sometimes like a subway schizophrenic, sometimes like a wounded animal in the forest. But it all works.
Flim Flam Man, a con artist, made by Ken Sake. A smoky dope mix.
Check it out, a fresh style, a new tip. Check it out. All right, check it out. It'd be like this, right? You know that Curtis Blow record, these are the breaks. We go, I was going to transform that on, I Got It All for me and Smoky Jam. And when he said, when Smokey said air start the jam, cut the beat right, then the beat will come back in after start transforming. Watch, check it out. Like air start the jam on. I got it all.
The old school junk.
Like, you could play that on a saxophone.
Peace. 1, 2, 1, 2. I got some ideas, right, for
Axe Fax song called Get My Man, like this. Right. And on the break, like this. You know, from styling and profiling. And so it would be like, you know, when styling and profiling, they say, oh, and then they say, I like, and some, and, you know, they just keep on singing, right? But it'd be like this. They go, whoa, 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 whoa. Ah. You know, I cut it right there at the I, right? Then somebody be saying, oh, say, yo, Ja, why don't you get your man? I'm like, oh, well, ah. Hold on. Let me see, I'm just trying to think. Let me pause. Peace. It was like, I hug and kiss my woman. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yep, yep. I hug and kiss my woman. Whoa, 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 whoa. Like that, right? I got another one. It'd be like, when I get that feeling, whoa, 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 sexual healing. When I get that feeling, whoa, 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 sexual healing. You know what I'm saying? Peace. Hey, yo, 1212. Go find, you know, a Rock Gay record that go on. Like, hit him at it like, oh, I ain't. Like that, right? Oh, I ain't. Add a little beat like, oh, I ain't. 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 You know it, P. A little jazz. Whoa, 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 whoa. Peace.
Y'all got a job, B. Check it out. Me the black. Me the black. Me the black, me the black man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, something like that. Hey. Back again, if I could find some horns, or if I found somebody that could play these horns, it'd be like this. You get the idea? One day when you get enough equipment, you could do like this. It'd be like this. Da-da-da. Peace out.
And we leave you with this thought.
Hold on, I'm writing a song. Okay, I'm sorry. That show business and the business of this show has completed. The professor leaving you now. Next week on the show, the return of Grandma Jones, another kitty love song, a great answer machine tape, lots of feedback. I love that. And some guy driving across Mississippi singing college fight songs in his car. I know you'll be here next week. See you then.
Goodbye.